Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for April 3rd, 2024. So you're seeing rates, they just ticked up just a little bit yesterday. Well, they're going to go a lot higher today because we had some really good economic news coming out. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So without further ado, let's get to it, folks. These are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. These aren't my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What they are is Mortgage News Daily, right up there. They survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. They say, if you had somebody looking to buy their first house, it was a single family home and they were going to live there, that would be the rates. Well, no, there's more to that story. These people have a 780 credit score, 780, and they're putting down 25%. So you don't need a 780 and you don't need to put 25% down. So if you're out there, you're trying to navigate this market to buy your first house or maybe refinance or buy maybe an investment property, please, I'll give you my information at the end of this video. I'm a mortgage broker licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. But without further ado, let's get to today's economic news, which is kind of good news if you want to look at it this way. You go down through here and it says private payrolls increased by 184,000 in March, better than expected. So you're thinking, well, that's good news. That means people are making money and the manufacturing's going to continue to go and everything else. Well, yeah, that's what it means. But the Federal Reserve doesn't want that because the markets are completely dependent on the Federal Reserve right now. So let me go over and tell you guys or show you guys what happened last week. I don't know if you remember, but last Friday, the PCE number came out. And the PCE is not number one inflation figure that the Federal Reserve monitors, okay? It came in just a tick higher. Let's go over to see what it came in at. So here's the PCE numbers. The Federal Reserve wants this at 2%. So let's see where we were going. November, it was 2.7. Again, this is the PCE. December, 2.6, going down, okay? January, went all the way down to 2.4. Markets are rallying. Stock market, S&P's up 20, 30%. You have mortgage rates went from 8% now to, you know, in the sixes. Then what happened? The February number came out, and it was one-tenth hotter than the January numbers. What happened? I'll show you what happened. Here's what happened to the 10-year Treasury. Okay, the 10-year Treasury, a healthy number on the 10-year Treasury is below 4.3. Okay, so here's where we were pre this number coming out. And remember, there was a delay because everybody was off on Good Friday. So the markets really didn't react to the PCE number that came out on Friday until Monday and Tuesday. So let's go over and see what happened with this. 10-year Treasury was at 4.2. moved over, and then what happened on Monday? Whoop, it spiked. And now it's currently trading at 4.36, okay? We need this under 4.3 for a healthy market, okay? The next thing, let's look at the S&P. This is the overall stock market. What happened? Well, here's where the market was on Friday, and then here's where the market came on Monday. A huge drop in the Dow Jones or the S&P 500, the overall markets. So this is how bad 0.1 miss would happen. So that's why I always tell you guys, if the number comes in 0.1 better, well, you'd see the stock market wouldn't be going down to here. It'd be up to here. You'd see the bond market's crashing, mortgage rates getting much better, the stock market's getting much better. That's what's how that there's a complete disconnect in today's markets. Okay, so that's what I wanted to explain to you. The next thing is, here's another piece of the puzzle that's really concerning to me, oil. Okay, you guys might say, okay, what's oil got to do with this? Oil is a huge piece of our inflation number. Let's look at where oil has been just since the beginning of the year. Right down through here is where oil traded in December, about $69 a barrel. Let's say 70. Okay, where is it today? 85. What's the difference? Well, if you guys use ChatGPT, I'm not sponsoring it, but here's the difference. The increase is 21.43%. in oil prices since the beginning of the year, 21%. So if the gas prices start going up and up and up and up, what's that gonna do? Well, it's gonna cause us more and more and more inflation. So there's a complete disconnect right now, folks, and it's completely Fed-driven, and that's not a healthy market. So let's get over to where mortgage rates are going today. We go over to the MBS market. So if you're new to my channel, what we focus here on this channel is right through here. This is the mortgage bond. The yield on this thing is the biggest piece of your mortgage rate. So they take the yield on this, they take a figure what's called LLPAs, loan level price adjustments for your mortgage, and then the bank puts in their profit margin, and that's your mortgage rate. So here's what we're seeing right now in the markets. It's down 22. That means mortgage rates are going to go up probably about 0.08. So if you go over to here, see where we are, we're at 7.06. So we're going to be at least 0.7.125 or maybe a little bit higher in that market right now. And so it's not good news. You can see the 10-year Treasury just keeps ticking up and up and up, pushing yields higher and higher and higher. So that's what we're seeing in today's markets. You can see my calendar right through here, what's going on with, I got a little more in-depth economic calendar than I show most people, but basically that's what's going on today, folks. So we're going to see mortgage rates uptick just a little bit today. So back to me. Who am I? What do I do? So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report every day. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I work at Allied First Bank. We are a federal bank, so I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Plus, we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers, and we'd love to help you if you're out there trying to navigate buying your first house, maybe your first investment property. Maybe it's even time for you to refinance. You closed, you know, in October, November, rates were high sevens, low eights. Might be a good time to refinance or at least look at the numbers. So if you'd like to reach out to us, please go to our website. It's therateupdate.com, and here's our website. If you'd like to check us out and get to work on getting pre-qualified, you can click the Apply Now button right up through there. But here's what's happening a lot right now, folks. I get a lot of emails and a lot of calls saying, Dan, I got great credit. I got good income. I just can't save. With inflation rates as high as they are, I just can't save. Well, we have three fantastic grant programs right now to help you with that. So what you're going to do is click this. It's going to open up this right here. It's going to help you find grants. One of the grants we have is goes up to $10,000. So you can just navigate through here, see if you qualify for that down payment assistance. You can use that for down payment or closing costs. So that's one of the big things we have right now, and that's what most people are reaching out to us for. So without further ado, if you want to get a reach out to us to give us a call, let's say if you want to call, because if you go here to the Apply Now button, what's happening right now, you probably can't get a consultation call with us for at least a week or two. Please just give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Scroll down to the bottom of our website. It's going to show you how to reach out to us, and those numbers are right through here. You can give us a call, 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Hope to see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.